Yeah, so you know it's funny because this girl, she needs to ask herself if I really care, you know, or what, because as you get older, men gain, smart men gain control over their life, you know. As you get older, men gain control of their life because women stagnate, because they get everything shoved in their ass, and they're like little children compared to men, because men have to go through a lot of go through the fire in the oven and come out of the oven from the fire. Cast it from fire, you know. That's why you either stay a boy or you become a man. But a man has to burn, you know, before he becomes a man. And this nerdy girl, very nerdy, with yellow teeth, and she has a very sexy body. But she's slim. She's not really the ideal of, she is ideal, but she's not my preference, favorite, where I like the fatty girls, you know? I'm not talking about size, I'm talking about fatty, you know? Doesn't have to be size. It can be size, but it doesn't have to be size. Can be even pretty slim, but as long as she has, something that is flabby or slightly soft fat or whatever, you know, could be delicate, but all of a sudden I give her a signal by looking at her that I like her, right? But I'm gonna make her do the move. But all of a sudden she's just smiling more, and then she comes out of her job, and I'm in the cafe sitting down watching people from the window. And it's funny because people are passing by and I am not allowed to look out the window. They're looking in the window from the side, and it's just like, who's doing the wrong thing, me or them? Because I'm in the cafe facing the window, the normal people, but all of a sudden I'm not allowed, because people always react, they always react to me strongly. They put their whole force, and they act, they project forward, you know. And all of a sudden this nerd with the glasses, all, but he's like one of those inbred, these bred for genetics, you know, like to look like these endomorph guys, you know, the square heads and stuff like that. And he's all like cock blocking, all beta cock, you know, like beta male, you know. He's so all happy in this day and age because the beta male is allowed to do whatever they want now. The beta male is in power, and the masculine man is being bred out of the gene pool, because the elites, that's what the elites want, and the women want that too, because they want to create a retarded subhuman man. They want to retard the man so they can catch up over time, but think they're catching up, but they never catch up, because they don't do shit. They don't invent shit. They only add to what is already invented. They don't invent things, revolutionize things. They in this system, they are easily assimilated. So they, you know, easily work. It's funny how they don't chase men, but they chase their job, you know? And It's just like, it's just ridiculous. That's why I'm so happy that I'm friends with this mind control guy, because I'm over everyone, over, above. And I'm getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And I won't have any, I will be all right in the end, because I can regenerate, you know? And it might sound too complicated to you to understand the relationship I have with this mind control friend, you know? But, you know, she's cute, but, like, she goes with all this oily, wet hair. Like, this wet, dirty, oily hair, which I like. And she's now walking with this guy. You know, okay. And, you know, even the mannequin girl, the light-skinned black girl with the wavy hair, I saw her with a Negro, a light-skinned Negro. But not 100% light skin, like a little darker than light skin, you know? And she let her hair down, but she's retarded because she has fake eyelashes. I hate fake eyelashes. And when I was with her, the glue is all over her eyelids and stuff. And she's, fake eyelashes are pulling out her real eyelashes, and they're messing up her real eyelashes, you know? So she's not very clever, and she's very clumsy because she has shit on her pants, and then I don't know if it's bird shit or I don't know what the fuck that was, but some shit on her pants. And then she's like, she hurt her hand and her phone is breaking. She loses her phone all the time, and she has to get a new phone. Fuck that. And by the way, her lips give me nightmares, even though will give me a good blowjob and shit, but her lips are like Congo African lips, you know? It would be a nightmare if I accidentally impregnated her, you know? But, and so I'm done with her. She can go blacker than she is. That's what she needs, because she's already anti white, and I need a pro white girl, because I'm proud of my heritage. I wear it like a badge of honor, you know. And I'm not interested in becoming a salad mixing bowl. You know, I'm not really interested. I think it's enough. I use what I use my mom's genes to create something beautiful, but not to further fragment it into other races. You know, and you know. And so, yeah, it's just funny because, you know, I don't have to work right now. I don't have to serve anybody, you know. I have time to self-develop, even though I'm not very good verbally, because I'm very masculine. You know, like a woman, like a female. And also, I don't have a computer regurgitating retarded memory, you know, mind, where you just can raw repeat everything raw, and you know, just like a computer, like spouting out data, you know. That's actually inferior mind, you know. And my friend could, in the future, he could mind control these girls. They don't even know they're conscious, and not, they could be in my bed, and I could be screwing them without their knowledge, you know, with mind control technology. So, and I can know if somebody has disease or you know, or somebody is you know, has retarded genes or a stupid person in their bloodline, you know. So that's the good news. So yeah, I screw out of my race, but I wouldn't have children out of my race. That to have children, she has to be at least 70% white.
Because I had it one.
You know? Okay, I'll talk to you guys later.